Audio, Yaw 9.
Welcome back, future investors. In the last video, we looked at the stock exchange itself. Now we are going to look at the plumbing. How do you actually get your money from your pocket into the market? And once it is there, how do you trade without making a mistake? It starts with choosing the right partner. In Jamaica, you cannot trade stocks directly. You need a broker. We have over 15 licensed brokers, but they generally fall into two categories. First, you have the bank-owned brokers. These are companies like NCB Capital Markets, Scotia Investments, JMMB, and Sagicor Investments. The benefit here is convenience. If you already bank with NCB, opening an investment account with their capital markets division is usually faster, and moving money is instant. The second category is independent brokers, like Mayberry, Barita, or Proven. These firms often specialize in aggressive growth and might offer different types of research or IPO access. Choose the one that fits your style. But here is a pro tip. Watch the fees. Every time you buy or sell a stock, there's a cost. You pay a broker commission, usually around 2%. You pay a JCSD cess fee, and you pay GCT on top of that commission. Some brokers also have a minimum fee, say $300 per trade. If you are buying only $1,000 worth of stock, and the fee is $300, you have lost 30% of your money before you even started. So if you are investing small amounts, look for a broker with low or no minimum fees. Ask about the fee structure before you sign up.
Now let us talk about the number one problem new investors face, funding the account. You have opened the account, you have done your POCA source of funds forms, but the account has $0 in it. How do you fix that? You do not need to withdraw cash and walk into their office. The secret weapon is online bill pay or RTGS transfers. Here's exactly how you do it. Log in to your regular online banking app. Go to the section that says bill pay or add payee. Search for your broker's name, for example, Sagicor Investments. When it asks for the account number, do not put your bank account number. Put your equity account number that the broker gave you. Once you add them as a payee, you can send money from your savings account to your investment account instantly, just like paying a light bill. If you are sending money from one bank to a different broker, say from Scotia to JMMB, you use an RTGS transfer. It might take a few hours, but it is safe and digital. Always put your name and account number in the memo field so they know it is your money.
Okay, your account is funded, now we trade. In Jamaica, we are moving towards fintech solutions. You might use an app like JMMB Moneyline, which lets you buy stocks, pay bills, and change money all in one place. Or you might use the JTrader Pro platform, which gives you direct access to the market. But no matter what app you use, you need to understand one concept, the queue. The stock market is a queue. On the left, you have the bid. These are buyers lining up. The person willing to pay the most is at the front of the line. On the right, you have the ask. These are sellers lining up. The person willing to sell for the cheapest is at the front of their line. If the highest buyer is at $10, and the lowest seller is at $10.50, nothing happens. This gap is called the spread. You have two choices. Choice A, you place a limit order at $10. You join the queue and wait, hoping a seller gets desperate and drops their price. This gets you a bargain, but takes time, and you might miss the trade if the price goes up. Choice B, you place a market order, or you match the ask. You agree to pay $10.50 right now. This gets you the stock immediately, but you pay a premium. If you are investing for the long term, paying a few cents extra usually does not matter. But if you are trading for short term, every cent counts. Also, watch out for the IPO, or initial public offering. This is when a new company launches on the market. In Jamaica, we love IPOs. You usually apply through a platform like NCB's Go IPO. But be warned. If a stock is popular, it might be oversubscribed. That means if you ask for 100,000 shares, you might only get 5,000. Don't be mad. That's just how high demand works.
Finally, we must talk about the rules. The Financial Services Commission, or FSC, is the police of the market. They ensure brokers are solvent and that trading is fair. But you must also protect yourself. Be careful of pump and dump schemes. This is when people on social media or WhatsApp groups hype up a bad company to get you to buy it, pushing the price up so they can sell theirs and leave you with a loss. If a random person tells you a stock is guaranteed to double, ignore them. Also, remember that insider trading is illegal. You cannot trade based on information that is not public. The JSE has a regulatory division that watches every trade. If they see suspicious activity, they freeze the stock. The market is designed to be fair, transparent, and orderly. Trust the process, do your own research, and stick to quality companies. And keep an eye on your email for your JCSD statement. That is the ultimate proof that you own your shares.
So, get your plumbing set up, add your broker as a bill payee, download the app, watch the bid and the ask, and start building your empire one trade at a time. Walk good and happy trading.
Previous lesson. Back to course. Next lesson.